Crystal Lake Pool shut down for good last summer after a consultant's report said the facility needed hundreds of thousands of dollars in drainage and electrical repairs. But one Urbana Park Board official says the problems extend beyond the pool itself.
Yeah, if you look at the floor, this floor is over 50 years old, and you can only clean up an old concrete floor so much.
Nancy Del Coman makes her way through the aging bathhouse.
But it's not, it doesn't look good. And, you know, when this was built, I suppose in the 50s, they put all the plumbing in the walls. So when something goes wrong, we have to take the tiles out, blocks, whatever they're called.
Del Coman, the park board's vice president, says Crystal Lake Pool has so many problems that it would be better to start from scratch and build an entirely new pool. But if voters approve Tuesday's tax question of 15 cents per $100 assessed valuation, the money won't pay for a new pool, only the planning of one. Actually, building a new pool would take a new referendum sometime in the future. One Park District critic says the whole situation could have been avoided. Deb Aronson says management snubbed an advisory committee's recommendation some time ago that Crystal Lake Pool be replaced.
They have lots of reasons for why they ignored it, most of which I think is hand flapping. I think that they need to apologize to the community for poor planning and to move forward. But I don't think it has anything to do with this recent round of consultants' reports. They saw this coming 8 years ago.
Aronson says the Park District did a poor job of justifying the 25-cent tax question a year ago. But she says she'll vote for the smaller tax increase on Tuesday's ballot. If approved, it would add an additional $75 a year to the property tax bill on a $150,000 home in Urbana. Urbana Park District Board President Michael Walker is quick to admit the campaign for 2008's tax referendum might not have been specific enough, but he says this time things are different.
We're really in a financial situation where we have to cut some services if we do not get some more money, and we're trying to make that clear this time around. Exactly what's at stake.
Walker calls the 15-cent tax increase the minimum amount they need to maintain park services at the level residents expect. If the referendum passes, he says the money would allow them to make plans for a new outdoor pool, replace playground equipment, maintain annual events, and pursue matching grants and amenities like park trails. Like Deb Aronson, Joan Zagorski is also a swimmer. But at age 81, her recreation has been limited to the park district's remaining pool, the Indoor Aquatic Center. She pays a little over $400 a year in taxes and fees to use the facility. Living alone, retired, and on a fixed income, Zagorski says she can't afford to give them any more.
I guess I just feel people keep wanting, they just at you for money all the time. You know, they want more and more taxes all the time for something or other. And it just gets to be too much.
Zagorski suggests the park district look at trimming administrative salaries and invest in some simpler playground equipment. Park District Executive Director Vicki Mays describes its salaries as lean and says reducing the quality of play at parks will hurt the appeal of a neighborhood, the value of homes, and the health and well-being of residents. As an example, she points to Victory Park and the new playground that was installed there 3 years ago.
Because we built something that we knew would be special for the neighborhood and something that they would use, it made a difference between 8 people and 80 people. So that's one of, while you can do something much smaller, the question the park board and the park district have to ask is that really serving the needs of the people in that neighborhood?
If Tuesday's referendum fails, park board president Michael Walker says they'll be forced to cut 6 staff positions, cancel day camp programs, and annual events like the turkey trot and strawberry jam. And with less money for maintenance, some playground equipment would have to be removed instead of repaired. Walker says if the referendum fails, the cuts wouldn't happen all at once, but would be spread out over the next year to 18 months. If the referendum passes, the increase would show up in tax bills mailed in May of 2010. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.